You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
TV News briefly for Sunday, 16th of October. Everything EV in less than 5 minutes if you haven't got time for the full show. First drives are out of the US-made VW ID.4 coming out of the Chattanooga factory. The reviews from the media outlets all look very good. They praise things like the cosmetic upgrades for the US market. Yes, to use the cliche, the cup holders are now bigger for American-sized beverages. 12-inch infotainment system in every ID.4. And the standard version with its 209 miles of range and a 62 kilowatt hour battery starting at just over $38,000 before incentives. A very affordable, if you get some incentives on top of that, state level, maybe federal, a very, very attractive electric vehicle that'll handle most journeys, charge quick enough for most people with 209 miles. That entry level one for me is the sweet spot. Now, Volkswagen's EV deliveries are up in the first 9 months of the year. That's the group I'm talking about. 366,000 full BEVs across all their brands being delivered, growing particularly in China and the US, by the way. The biggest brand within that is the actual Volkswagen badge, accounting for 207,000 of those pure EVs in the first 9 months of this year. The European Union says they want the playing field leveled. They say that, look, we're giving tax breaks and incentives to things like Tesla. The number one German car last month was the Model Y, and yet the new Inflation Reduction Act in the US is discriminatory. Reuters report saying that both sides are having constructive conversations. I don't know how you resolve that. It's been signed into law by Biden, but maybe something can be done to give EU manufacturers maybe a bit more, and maybe the South Koreans as well, a bit more of that Inflation Reduction Act money off cars. Hyundai, though, are taking matters into their own hands. They were talking about this anyway, but now they're going to start the groundbreaking ceremony of a $5.5 billion EV factory in Bryan County, Georgia. Starts on October 25th. They're going to make the vehicles in the US to actually get access to some of that money, according to newspaper reports. It's the biggest development project in Georgia's history. 3,000 acres. And like I say, groundbreaking next week or the week after. Take a couple of years to get that fully built, and then the Ioniq 5s, Kia EV6s built on US soil. BMW, though, are axing the UK production of the electric Mini. They're moving it all to China for economic reasons. Their joint venture with Great Wall Motor in China will make all of the electric Minis from now on, and BMW's famous Oxford production plant will no longer make those electric Minis from 2024. That's a real blow to this country. Sono Motors, makers of the Scion solar car, have been showing it off in the US, even though sales will start next year in Germany, Austria, and Switzerland. I say deliveries can be made by their production partner in Finland. It will eventually be sold direct to consumer in the US, $25,000. Very Spartan inside, of course. Cloth seats, one single display. The USP of this car, though, covered in 456 solar cells to charge the car while it's parked outside. In the UK, one in seven drivers telling the RAC in a poll of 3,100 drivers that their next car will be pure EV. One in seven is about 14-15%, isn't it? It seems almost low to me. I thought the number would be higher. Tesla now shipping their Model 3, Model Y to customers. A week after saying the ultrasonic sensors would go, now they are shipping those vehicles. Early experiences posted on Reddit are not good. One owner saying it's like driving a car from 2002 because the parking sensors aren't there. So it's like buying a $60,000 car with no parking sensors. They said that Tesla Vision will replace it eventually. And Porsche looked like they could be delaying the electric Macan because of software problems at group level. And that is briefly